Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand quietly. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast. Top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. I be your host for the top part of the Sabbath day by name, your Seer Israel of Seed Royal. We're going to go by our elder and bring in on top part of the Sabbath day. Remember, all locations open. Call for details and see how close you are, 70 miles and any of the six locations. Of Voices of a True Israelite, 224-600-5579, and we're going to bring our elder in. They're going to tell you all about this broadcast. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, L.C. Ray. You know, the young line of dialed over. He said, look here, see here. You know, the show don't work right until I'm on the scene. So what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Young line, he said, I'm ready to roar something. Top part of the Sabbath day. Yeah. Now, Elder. Mr. Tibbs, top part of the Sabbath day, so you might as well go and kick it off, and we'll play, we'll dance to your music on top part of the Sabbath day. So we meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, L.C. Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Elder, you're going to take your time and... we'll see if we get something all spread out waiting on you to make it happen. Not a plug on the side, but a plug. Court. Yeah. Take your time and bring your A game and give us a time to kind of get all situated. We're young line. He don't got happy, so we're ready to go. Yahweh bless you. That's Seer Ray. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as I say, it's always a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing, as we all can agree on, I'm sure. Because once we hear this word, we have to also do this word. You know, it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 35, it says, be willing to hear every Yahwali discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. This is why we try to break this word down where it can be understood. And we also come to you live, bringing you this word as it should be spoken from the King James Bible. And we do this first and foremost about Yahwah's word. Learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. All this is done because this is information that you came to seek. And you've now found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open for this learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. We're in the top part of the Sabbath now. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. You have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One you will see will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Any other device you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it says in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar is set up to keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during the live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. And as you can tell, our broadcast is live right now. Everybody at the Sabbath day looks like they're ready to rock and roll. You can hear them roaring. So we'll turn our program over to our Seer Israel and let all these anxious people that want to speak the word of Yahuwah get going. I'll pass our program over to Seer and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Eliyahu. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, the young lion trying to get all the everything running and on all types of, you know, but like I said again, you know, we got to keep an eye on the young lion because he likes to press a lot of buttons. We got to watch him real carefully on that, right, Elder? Right, Elder?
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I have to retouch him after he's been touched.
All right, so we got to keep a keen eye on that with the mothers. The mothers, they say, well, don't worry, scared. You just get the work, you get the business done. We'll watch the young lion, because we know the young lion, that I can touch everything. We on point now, here. All right, top part of Saturday. If you get a chance, go ahead.
As long as you use the right touch, then you don't have to worry about it being the wrong touch.
Hallelujah.
So,
that's right. You're saying all the right things right now. So you're saying all the right things. You know, we got to keep eye on the young lion. He means well. But he likes to let his hand do a whole lot of touching. So we'll see. So you're on point. All right, Elder. We'll catch you somewhere in the bottom part of this Sabbath day. We know you're on the case on what you got to do remotely on your end. Remotely, you ran back remotely, putting things together on your end. That's a good thing. All right, Elder Till. That's our Elder. All right, so we're going to secretly get something going on. And top part of Saturday, remember, all the camps is open. So call for details of where you located at. And we can see you call the number of 224-600-5579. And where you're located at, we can tell you, I told you out to one of the establishments. And when you come in, just come in prepared to, don't come in Don't come in with to come in prepared to learn something and to add on to on what you know. Don't come in to tell something. Come in to hear something. Then we'll get to there if you come in with that spirit. Come in to hear something, not tell something. You got it? Good. All right, we're going to go see if I find the young line. We're going to see if we get something going on. Top part of the seventh day. We'll play it by ear until the lead elder get here and the word of Yahweh until he's ready to go. So we'll see if we throw something on the table until that time. So, let's see if we find the young lion and look, will we find that, by first of all, let's bring him to the network by saying, young lion, travel Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you that see right.
Yahweh bless dear Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, there you go, the young lion. As you know, he's ready to roar. So that's a good thing. All right, so you're going to see what Matthew 10:19 says. On the top part of the seventh day, what do Matthew 10:19 say that we can read?
Going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. 19
read.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why I wonder. I knew something was missing. The more microphones and pass. We need to holler in the microphone a little bit after we do some Luke 12:12. Now stall until you get the microphones ready to holler in. Get the microphone ready to holler in. And get that remote plug that already should be good and charged up to so we can holler in that microphone a little bit top part of Saturday because we got millions. It's not what we did yesterday or any other day. It's what we got to do for the day. That's right. So the plug is plugged up and still in there. So let's get that going. Because like you see, one thing about it, you got to remember one thing in Yahweh's word. It's not what we did yesterday or any other day. It's what we got to do now. That's what we got to do now. So we got Luke 12:12 out the way. So what about Luke 12:12? Did we get that out the way yet? And then what I'm going to do, I'm gonna get the elder to throw a couple verses down, get a chance to get that microphone ready if I can holler in it real good. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what did it say there, young man?
Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12
read.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Excellent. So in that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, we kind of get things together, Elder. So, what we want to do, Elder, we're going to put a couple of verses on the table, Elder, so we get a chance to spread some books out a little bit. Spread the books out a little bit. And we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 through 8, Elder. Hey, Elder, what can we read out of Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 5 down to verse 8? Yeah, what can we read out of that verse now? Come on.
Ephesians chapter 5 or chapter 6?
We'll make it 6, 5 through 8. Chapter 6, 5 through 8. Let's see what we can read out of that, Elder.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 to verse number 8. 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. 8. For ye sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Yahweh. Walk as children of the light.
Well, that sounds real good, Elder, but look at chapter 6. Look at chapter 6, 5 through 8, real carefully. Chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. Look at that real carefully. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. Look at it real carefully, Elder.
Okay, looking at chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Verse 5 says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart or mind, as unto Yahweh the Son. 6, not with eye service, as men pleases, but as servants of Yahweh the Son, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart or mind. 8, with good doing service, as to Yahweh, and not to me. 8, that whatsoever good thing any man doeth the same shall receive of Yahweh, whether he be bond or free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all I know one thing, that was pretty good, but we're into technical difficulties right now. We in one sound, we're over here in another sound. All right. Young man is, he's pretty busy today, Elder, so he's pretty busy. I'm hearing one thing, ready to hear something else, so and the mother that got here to kind of slow him down a little bit, but get him on point, right? So, we find out it says, serve and love your master. So you got, and then don't give your masters no eye service. You know how sometimes you watch movies, you see, they tell you, take your eyes off me. Look down on that ground. You know, so that's what I mean by, and that's why you know that's been passed on to the children of the book. Because you know, if you notice by watching them old movies, that the slave could not look the master in the eyes. There's something on that, Elder. Maybe you got to do something. Maybe you got to do what that word is I need. Give me the word I need. Some research. Yeah, investigation on that. Why, you know where we was not to look master in the eyes. We have to be quiet and not look master in the eyes. So a commentary, that's what I mean. That's what I mean by a commentary. So we got to do a commentary on that. Why was that implemented in where the servants could not look the master in the eyes? I remember watching a couple of movies and they say, take your eyes off me. You know, you can't look an Esau man in the eyes. So that was passed down. So maybe Elder, you might do some a commentary on where that come from, why you cannot look master in the eyes back in the day. So,
basically.
All right, good enough.
Basically, I would probably say that came from slavery times, where you were not allowed to look in the eye. And the first thing you would ask is, what you looking at, boy? You look down when you're speaking to me.
That's right. Yeah, that's
look
right.
Up,
that's right.
You know, that you were too proud. They wanted to get that proud look. That's in the Bible. Get that proud look away from you and take it away.
Okay.
Because the master's the one always
looking
down.
Well, maybe
down
you can just do a little commentary on that. Yeah. Maybe we can do a little commentary on that because, you know, that's pretty good. So we find out servants obey your master and not with eye service. I mean, keep your eyes down. Let's precept that, Elder, to he said, servants love your master. And this is the first thing I'm going to go and show you where you love your master, right here. So let's give me precept and find out that whom, when it was written, who was the servant that was spoken of in this case. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 through 4 and 18. Let's investigate that. You know, I remember what the brother said last night. He said, Israel going, and I know where he's going, and I'm gonna pin his back down, you know. He said, I know where he's going. That's what he taught. Good enough. So in Ephesians chapter 1, 1 through 4 and verse 18, can you help me out? Kings chapter 4, 1 through 4 and 18, on servants love your master. Servants love your master. You're on the clock, L, come on.
Okay, that was Ephesians chapter 4. Which verses? I missed it. I was getting the echo in the background. Okay, that was Ephesians.
Chapter 1.
Okay, chapter 1, not
one
chapter 4.
4 and verse 18. So what we're trying to do, Elder, we want to examine servants love your master. At the time this statement was written, it was written before 96 A.D. They were there. This statement was told, and who was told to was told to the servants before 96 A.D. So let's see what we got. Ephesians chapter 1, 1 through 4, and verse 18. What is it that we can read there? Elder Mr. Tills, come on.
Okay, that was Ephesians chapter 4, or chapter 1, verses 1 through 4,
yes, sir.
And verse
1
18.
Down to verse 4 and verse 18.
Okay. Jesus, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and verse 18. Verse 1, Paul,
yes,
the apostle of Yahweh the Son, by the will of Yahweh, to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Yahweh the Son. 2, grace be to you and peace from the Yahweh our Father, and all from the Yahweh the Son. 3, blessed be the Yahweh our Father, of our Yahweh the Son, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Yahweh the Son. 4, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous and without blame before him in love. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may be knowing what is hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Well, we got a lot. Now, we got a whole lot of stuff to work with here. First of all, in verse 1, make a note of this. He's talking to the saints at Ephesus. That's one point. And number 2 point. Then he's talking to according as he has chosen us. So he's talking to the chosen one. That's the second point. And he says, this has been before the foundation of the world. So this was already determined on this statement to be made. And then verse 18, it talks about elders. It talks about in 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And it also talks about and what the riches is of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. So this statement in Ephesians is talking about the saints that's at Ephesus and they've been chosen. So this we tell him again. Now read that again. So the servants he's talking about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, is the one that is the saints that have been chosen since the foundation of the world. Now you see that? So now all that is in there, and that's what we gotta be able to come in, like the brother said, well, we know what over Israel. I don't know this. His first name, but we know what he is, because I know he's a Hebrew Israelite, and I know where he's going. I'm gonna pin his back to the carpet and all that little big power talk. He got a whole lot of power talking. But we can keep that hold up. So now, let's read again Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 to 8 one more time with that understanding. He's talking to the saints, the one that's chosen, since the foundation of the world.
That's big talk. That's big talk. Come on. Tonight, if we indeed, with that understanding, let's read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. We'll open our heart and we'll come on.
Okay, Ephesians, was that chapter 6? 5 through 8?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Ephesians
chapter 6, 5 through 8? With that understanding, now we're going to read exactly. Remember, all these statements is written before 96 AD. So keep that in your mind. Now, your name said before 96 AD. Now, we're going to find out something again. And now we could break this thing down, make it plain for those that got ears to hear, to understand, servant, Lord, your master. In Ephesians chapter 6, 5 through 8. Elder, Mr. Kills, you back on the clock tomorrow.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through verse number 8. 5 says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart and mind, as unto Yahweh the Son. 6. Not with eye service, as men pleases, but with the servants of Yahweh the Son, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart and mind. 7. With good, with doing service, as to the Yahweh and not to men. 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Yahweh, whether he be bond or free.
Now, Elder, we got a whole lot of information out there. Mm-hmm. We have a whole lot that we got now. We even got blessings. Now, we got a whole lot of stuff out there. Now, let me show you how you break this thing down with no problem, how you put the breakdown on it. With no problem. God with a mother, mother of Israel. Let's look at the same verse. Let me take that verse one verse at a time. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, mother, look at 148, verse 14. Let's break this down with Eliab, Dr. Montaigne, in Ephesians chapter 6, 5 through 8. All right, then. All right.
Son, you're the mother.
You
say Psalm 148,
verse 14. We look at one verse. Now we can see, remember, we're going to break this down because everybody know where we going. We know where he's going. He'll throw a whole lot of scriptures on the table. And everybody get happy that he's doing something. So I'm going to pin it back down to the carpet. I'm gonna pin it down. Let's see where I'm wrong with this. Ephesians chapter 148, verse 14. Look at Ephesians 1:1. What is it?
Psalms 148, verse 14.
Yeah.
He also exalts the horns of his people.
Yeah.
The praise of all his saints.
Yeah.
Even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him.
Oh, so the saints that he's talking about, and let's give us back to what is with Paul Micaiah, that these saints he's talking about that in Ephesus is the room?
Children of Israel.
And let's get a precept on that by going to the 17th chapter of Paul Micaiah. We're going to the 17th chapter, and he's going to get a precept on that. And Ephesus, right? Let's see, can we get a precept on that by going to, where can we go?
I'm trying to see where
he was saying.
Ephesus.
Psalm 148. So we're going to the 18th chapter. Verse number 19. 18, verse 19. Now remember, we bow to thank the children of Israel, right?
Yeah.
But we don't know what Israel are you talking about in this Ephesus or the Ephesians. We're going to the 18th chapter, look at verse 19. Who are we talking about?
Are you one of them?
Matthew.
At the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, reading 5 through 8. 5 says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, and fear, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart or mind, as unto Yahuwah the Son. 6. Not with eye service, as men pleases, but as servants of Yahuwah the Son, doing the will of Yahuwah from the heart of mine. 7. With goodwill doing service as to the Yahuwah and not to men. 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Yahuwah, whether he be bond or free."
And we did say, at the time this statement was written, it was written for 96 AD. This statement was written. And when servants are talked about, we can find out who is the servant of Yahuwah and who is the master that he tells you to be with. And he will tell you all this good stuff. Now we can look at it a little bit more plainly. So now we've got in verse number 5, servants. We'll stop right there. Let's find out who is the servant first. That's what we do. We'll start right there, and we'll look at one verse at a time. Take first five, who is the servant that we can read? Let's go to John Bible, go to Leviticus 25, verse 55. Back up with Mother Dale Israel and 41:8-10 of Isaiah. And Brother Moore will help me, Isaiah 44:1-4. We're going to find out who is the servant to love their master. And we're going to find out something on the way up, find out something about what servants love your master. Now we're looking at this day's strength. This verse 5 of day's strength. Servants, be obedient that are your master. Let me say, we take it one word at a time. All right. 6:5, who got what? Book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 55. Verse 55 reads, for unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So servants obey your master. And in Ephesians 6:5, it's talking about what servants?
The children of Israel.
Get that second witness out the way. Who got the second witness?
Isaiah 41:8.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Put that pen on 8 and 10. All right,
throw out a lot of scriptures. We're going to throw out just as they want. And we're going to pin them down to a wall. Mm-hmm. Matthew 23, verse 8 and 10.
Matthew 23, verse
8
and
10.
Verse
8.
But be not ye called rabbi.
Yeah.
For one is your master.
So, what master of mother being that Paul was telling Martin Kingdom to obey? What master?
Yahweh the Son.
They were not talking about obeying nobody, but just talking that talk way out the man that they be. Your master is Yahweh the Son. Verse 10, bring it. Type of witness.
Verse 10. Neither be ye called master.
Yes.
For one is your master.
Yes.
Even Yahweh the Son.
So who is the master?
Yahweh.
So who is the servant?
The
children of Israel. Now you see that? So all that right there, when they've been hoodwinking you all day long, and the servants obey your master, is talking, Paul is talking to the children of Israel,
that's right,
to obey your master, which is Yahweh, and obey anointed leadership that carry the word of Yahweh. Case in point, A.B.F. Phoenix, 13th chapter, verse 7 of Hebrews, and 16 and 17. Can you get me out? A.B.F. Phoenix. What is there when you read in Hebrews chapter 13? Let's see what the obeying is talking about. Let's break down the obey. Because see, right now, they unveiled our records according to old eye, young man, 1:13. Somebody grabbed our records. Hebrews 13, 9, verse 13. Who grabbed our records? First of all, let's see who got their hands on our records in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, then skip out of 10 through 13. Who's rolling our records and telling us we are the servants and obey them? Who would do such a thing to make your name? Well, see, Obadiah 1, 1, 10 through 13, bring it.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1. Verses 10 down to 13.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads,
mm-hmm.
The vision of Obadiah, thus says Yahweh, concerning Edom,
uh-huh.
Esau,
yes,
and his five sons.
Yes.
We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen.
Yes.
Arise you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 10. For your violence against your brother Israel, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever.
How long will you go?
Forever.
So once Israel wakes up, Esau and his five sons, translated as the white man and the white woman, will be cut off for how long?
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11.
But
in the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his foes, his forces,
and that was the time to win,
mm-hmm. And foreigners entered into his gate.
And foreigners entered into the children of Yahweh's gate. Mm-hmm.
And cast lots upon Yahweh's gate.
And they did it. And they thought big. They thought big. Give me this. Give me that. They thought big, brethren.
You was as one of them.
And you, Esau, in the five sons, translated as the white man and the white woman, you were part of that activity.
Mm-hmm. Verse 12.
Right.
But you should not have looked on the day of your brother,
yeah,
in the day that he became a stranger.
Yeah.
Neither should you have rejoiced over the children of Yahdah's children,
yeah,
in the day of their destruction. Neither should you have spoken proudly
from the backside. And you were there boasting about your brother going into captivity. And you gonna get proud and speak loud about that.
Verse 13.
Right.
You should not have entered into the gate.
Oh. So Esau and his five sons entered into the gate.
Of my people,
my people in Israel.
In the day of their calamity.
When they was all confused and didn't know what was really wrong, bumping each other, you were kept kicking in the ring,
yes. You should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity.
You looked upon their affliction in the day of their calamity, Lord.
Nor have laid hands on their suffering.
You got the book. You got the record. You said, look, at take this in the ear, but give me all the records. So you grabbed all the records.
Mm-hmm.
And that's glaring.
In the day of their calamity.
On the day of their calamity. So you grabbed all the records. And how do we know you grabbed all the records? ABLP, so you read what you do in the ring, go to the book of Acts. Let me show you why we know we can pinpoint you got the records. Now we're going to read this. And, we're going in the book of Acts. We're going to read, we're going to show you soundly that we can read that you got the record. Around about the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, Abel. Let's see, can we find what we're looking for, that you got the record. What I want. Because we pinpoint you with the children of Israel's records. It was kind of threatening, wasn't it? When they talked about, they said, Paul, you got permission to speak. Look, you hear me out there, Elder? 26. In the 26th chapter. Thank you, Elder. That's why Elder's all about here. Yeah? You know, see a sudden he calls on the Elder. What I'm looking for right now. 26th chapter. Okay, cool. Let's read with that, Abel. The 26th chapter. Let's find out what can we find out on the way of finding or something. Let's see if there in 26, verse 1. 23.
Acts
26. 1, 2, and 3. You put them all in your form. 26, 1, 2, and 3.
Acts chapter 26, verse 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
What?
Then Agrippa
said
unto Paul.
What did he say to Paul?
You are permitted to speak for yourself.
You see that? Now we got our authority to speak for ourselves. Hey, now you can speak now, Paul. I gave you the right to speak. And you see how we feel? Now we got that permission to even open our mouth.
Then Paul stretched forth his hand and said and answered unto himself.
Right.
Answered for himself.
Right.
Verse 2. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews.
The Jews, right. The Jews believe on Judah. So he's saying, now I'm accused of Judah. Now he's going to make a profound statement in verse 3. Now listen, and gave him life in the state. He said, I'm happy that you give me this right to speak. Because Paul knows something about this guy in verse 3.
Especially because I know you to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews, Judah, Yahshua Judah. Wherefore, I beseech you to hear me patiently.
What did Paul say he was again? I thought he just told him up. He said he was again?
Yahshua
Judah. No, what did he say that Agrippa was again in verse 3? Agrippa. Was it not? We know you're an expert. Now, how do you get that expert? Let's see how he got that expert in the 13th chapter. A little find out who and how you became an expert in the 13th chapter. Let's see exactly how he became an expert of Mother Heat. Because in that word, Niger, if that's a Latin word, for the word means nigger. That word means nigger. That's how it's spelled, the word first, nigger. Don't get excited, but you can see the word nigger way over here in the 13th chapter, verse 1. But when we go out to find out about this expert, let's even say in 13 verse 1. Yes, 13 verse 1. You find out how we become an expert. 13 verse 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was the congregation of Israel, right? At Antioch. It was certain fields there, and was teaching there, as Barnabas, and Simeon, and they was called nigger, That's what they was called.
Israel, live at camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, call for
Call me number 224-600-5579. Where you located at, you should be 70 miles close enough to get to where you want to be in the ministry. The big deal, you know, who come in and try to teach. Come in and listen and learn.
Isaiah chapter 54, verse
17. What
is it? No weapon. That is formed against you.
Yes.
Shall
prosper. Yes.
And every tongue that shall rise against you.
Every tongue that rise against you.
In judgment.
And in what?
In judgment.
So the tongue rises against you in judgment, what's going to happen?
Thou shalt condemn.
You're going to condemn them.
Of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? This is your analogy? Yes, see, right? If you get this right, this is something Yahweh is going to instill in you. This is inherent of those that do what we should read. Friends of Wayne, Sabbath keepers, peace keepers. Just as Yahweh said is right. He said, this is your inheritance. I'm going to plant this in you. And he says, that's what? Good.
And their
what?
Their righteousness.
And their righteousness
is a mean.
And that means their Torah keeping is a mean.
Say
who?
Say
who? Come on back to Angel and see the world.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7.
What?
Remember them which have the rule over you.
He said, now remember them that got the what over you?
The rule over
now,
you.
Now let's see how. Who they supposed to have the rule over you to all remember? Let's see who you're supposed to remember if they got the rule over you. Watch that. Go ahead.
Who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh.
Oh, the one that got the rule over you, according to Hebrew, they got to be speaking what?
The word of Yahweh.
It can't be in their feelings and their thoughts and their emotional.
Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation.
Yeah, verse 16 to 17, bring it.
Verse 16.
Right.
But to do good and to communicate, forget not.
To do good and communicate,
forget not.
But
to do good and to communicate, forget not.
No, got me all over the place. Smoke got watch over the young man. He ain't see her.
Saying
something for the child. Yeah. So read that again, verse 16, 17.
Hebrews chapter.
That's how the mother got to keep an eye on that young line. He's all over the place. Watch him.
Hebrews 13, verse 16.
What is it?
But to do good and to communicate, forget not.
Uh-huh.
For with such sacrifices, Yahweh is well pleased.
So Yahweh is well pleased when you do good and put that the sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice are you talking about, Mother? What kind of sacrifice that Yahweh said that's good, he's well pleased with it, and 12, 1, 2, and 3, Romans? What kind of sacrifice are you talking about, Mother? He said Yahweh is well pleased when you offer the sacrifice of the praise of Yahweh continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to the name. The Yahweh we're pleased in that. So what kind of sacrifice are you talking about that we can read of memory? How about that verse called 12, 1, 2, and 3? Can you help me out, brother?
Romans chapter 12.
1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
What? Right.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
yes,
by the mercies of Yahweh,
yes,
that you present your body.
You present your who?
Your body.
Your body, go ahead.
A living sacrifice.
Uh-huh. It's a what kind of brother? That's a reasonable service. But your body ain't one of them six of my accounts, that's just a reasonable service. You don't want to pay on the back behind it, because it's your what? Because it's your what?
Reasonable service.
Reasonable service.
Verse 2. And be not confirmed
in this world. And don't even worry about this world.
But be transformed.
How?
That's
how you renew your mind, bro.
That you may prove
mm-hmm.
what is that
what?
Good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh.
What is the will of Yahweh? Verse
3. Right. Well, I said, so is grace given unto me.
Yes.
To every man.
Yes.
That is among you.
Yes.
Not to think of himself or highly.
Yeah, and don't get puffed up. You know one thing, what did you yesterday? Do that the next time around, bro.
Then ye ought to thank.
Yes.
But to
thank
sober.
Thank sober.
According to Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of the
substance. Listen to that. See, that's what we got to do. See, once we do what this Bible is saying, Yahweh can show us the way. And now, I'm not there, but I'll read that Hebrews 13, verse number.
I got it.
You got it over here?
17.
Verse 17. Give me that moment.
Chapter 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, eternal. Try
him, and I think some other network of more time. That what we do. Verse 17.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
Yeah.
Obey them that have rule over you.
So, obey them that have rule over you. And what is the biblical knowledge? Obey them that got rule over you. They got them to be doing what?
And
Who will help you by obey them that got the rule over you? What they got to be doing to have rule over you? Well, we read already in the first round, verse 7. We read it already. You got passion? Obey them that got the rule over you that do what in verse 7.
Verse 7.
What is that, Marlene?
Has spoken to him that has spoken the word.
Oh, so the one that speaks the word of Yahweh, you're going to do what? Remember, obey them. If they show you just as Yahweh, the reason service is to obey them that speaking the word of Yahweh. Is that what we're reading? Alright, come on now, oh, we're going to finish the 17 up.
And submit yourself.
And do what?
Submit yourself.
Right.
For they watch for your soul.
And they watch for your what?
Soul.
Right.
As they that must give account.
And see, and they got to give account. See, anointed leadership got to give account. They're watching on your soul. They must give account. Go ahead.
That they may do it with joy.
And we want to do it with joy.
And not with grief.
Not with grief. We don't need to keep on blackjacking inside the head. We want to do it with what kind of way?
With joy.
With joy. Come on, mother. 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, return to our other. Inside of count 1.
Romans chapter 13.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Verses
1 to 4.
Listen to this. Let every soul be subject unto the higher power.
Every soul will be subject to the highest power, and that is anointed leadership. Go ahead.
For there is no power but of Yahweh.
And the one that's anointed, that power came from who?
Yahweh.
The power
that be are ordained of Yahweh.
And the power has been anointed, ordained from Yahweh. Pray. Right.
Whosoever therefore resists.
But now, if you part of the whosoever, and you resist the power that's been anointed, and looking over your soul, and got to give account of it, want to do it with joy, not with grief. Pray.
The power resists the ordinance.
Now, if you resist it, you want to give our story. You want to say, but I got something to say behind that. Go ahead and read.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
What? You don't get what?
Damnation.
You mean when you resist anointed leadership, you got what coming to you?
Damnation.
Damnation. So we read that?
Yes.
Hey, Mother Z, if we read that?
Yes.
So when you resist what's been anointed to do his job, and you got an arm. A lot of conversation behind it. All you got coming to deal with this is what, Mother Z? A little bit louder, Mother Z. What you got coming?
Damnation.
If we read that,
yeah.
Who read some more?
Verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works.
See, we're not a terror to good work. If you're doing good work, you just say it's Yahweh. When you're praying, you just say it's Yahweh. You dream where you're being at. You know, you're doing all things that we can read. But we got to behind that, go ahead.
But one that wants to be evil,
want to make statements, you know, want to think they ain't heard. Go ahead.
Will thou
then
might be afraid?
You should be afraid.
Of the power.
Of the power, read.
Do that which is good.
He said, do Torah. That was telling you. Do Torah, and that's what's good.
And thou shalt have praises of the saints.
And you have what?
Praise
you have praise. You see how plain it is. You have. And the fellow say, well, I know where he's going. I know he's going. I'm going to pin his back to the wall. And you know where somebody's going there. You got it all in your life?
No, verse 4.
Go ahead.
For he is the minister of Yahweh.
He is the one?
The minister of Yahweh.
He got some. He was the minister of Yahweh, Brad.
You for good.
And we are minister of Yahweh for your what?
Good.
For your good.
But if thou do that which is evil.
But you retain another leadership by doing what?
Evil.
Oh.
Be afraid.
Be what?
Be afraid. Oh. For he bears not the sword in vain.
So we get in the sword, we already got Yahweh. We don't even name that.
For he is.
A revenger, go ahead.
To do what? Execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
And you see that? Our job, if we're doing evil, we're supposed to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Is it reading this?
What?
It is. You know what I know? We can bring the lead teacher out here. We bring our ear here. So we meet the elder of our boys, he said, elder of y'all now, tribe of y'all God too, the lead teacher out of Camp 1. Y'all thought he said, I'll see you right here.
Well, bless you, see you, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. But we're going to get on into this little,
right.
See how y'all got this short. Let's look at the book of Luke, the Z Israel, see, Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
We have to teach you why. We believe that. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's go to St. John 14:26. Brother Micaiah, young lion from the tribe of young God Judah. St. John 14, verse 26.
Sir. Going over to the book of St. John. Chapter 14, verse 26.
Yes, sir.
Going over to the book of St. John. Chapter 14, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26 reads. But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
So he said that he would teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. That is the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit. Let's keep at that, Mother dear. Let's look at this righteous spirit at work in the book of Daniel. Mother Daniel, chapter 8. Mother D of Israel, see you right. Let's look at it at work. Let's see, we come in and drag you into some information. Let's see if that's the way he operates, Mother D. We come and plead with you. Would you just please get this in order? You know, God gave you this word. That's up to you to get it in order. Please, please, please. Is that the way he operates, Mother D, in the book of Daniel 8? Look at 15 and 16. Let's see how he, when the minister spirit shows up, let's see what how he, what mold he come in.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass when I, even I, Daniel,
yes, ma'am,
had seen the vision,
mm-hmm,
and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard a man's voice between the bank of Uri, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision.
They ain't got a plan with you now. They got to put you to work.
That's right.
Make this man understand the vision. But that's the, Mother E. Let's keep that Proverbs 15, verse 28. What do you say? Proverbs 15, verse 28. Mother E. Israel will see you up. But before you get to walking and talking, what you got to do? What you got to do, Mother? Proverbs 15, verse number 28. What move you got to make? What's the first move? That's your second or third move. What's the first move you got to take, Mother?
Proverbs 15:28.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 28. Mm-hmm. The mind of the righteous. Now he said the mind of the righteous, right? So what determines that you are righteous or not? What is that determining factor that we can read?
Hallelujah.
What determines whether you're righteous or not?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the book of Romans. Let's see if we can pull it out in Romans. Romans chapter 10. And let's look at verse number 5. What do you say? Romans 10, verse 5. What determines if you are righteous or not? Well, as we Israel see what? What is the determining factor here? Romans 10, verse number 5. Romans 10, verse number 5. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 10, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
For Moses described the righteousness.
For Moses described the righteousness, which is of what?
Which is of the law.
Mm-hmm. Which is of the Torah instruction. First five books of Moses, right?
Yes.
So he said Moses described the righteousness to Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. What is this righteousness? He said the mind of the righteous would do something, right? So what is this righteousness that he referred to in Mother's Week?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 25.
Uh-huh.
Now therefore, what shall we...
Deuteronomy 6, 25. How long is it me? Even again, he will deliver him. Verse number 2.
Come on, let me try it again. A wise man hateth not the total instruction of thy book, but he that is an
hypocrite,
that is as a ship in a storm.
He said, but even if a hypocrite is just like a ship in the storm. I mean, they be talking to and fro. Can't get no clear understanding from their mouth, right? It's just like a ship talking to and fro. Or something great when he's angry. Yes, ma'am.
A man of understanding.
What are you going to do?
Such can be. So instruct.
Go ahead, read up.
And the total instruction is faithful unto him as an...
As the oracle of the gospel.
As the article. Let's go.
So you say you gotta believe this thing, right? You gotta believe the word of Yahuwah. You gotta put your faith in the word of Yahuwah. Verse 4, what did he say?
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Your task was to say.
Now, I'm gonna just get this running my tongue, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said you gotta be prepared. You just can't get out of here unprepared, right? And you gotta have the tools to work with, right? You gotta have your duck. In order, in other words. Come on.
And so thus shall be heard and bind up instructions and then make answers.
You gotta get your ducks in a rope, right? Before you stretch out on some things, you gotta be prepared, right? So I can end this conversation about the new covenant. The new covenant is in the new covenant that we under the new covenant and all this good stuff.
Right.
What I want to see is that a true statement. I think it should be a re in front of that thing myself. It's the renewed covenant. That's what it's all about. It ain't new. It's renewed. In order for it to be renewed, that means it was already in place. At one point in time, right?
Right.
So we want to peep at that conversation because it's heavy amongst the religious world. Let me put it that way. We're going to want to take the book Judges. Mother B is ready to see Royal. I'm just going to get to this thing and bring that young lion on here so he can take it all in for us tonight. But let's run the judges. Let's see how new this covenant is. The Yahuwah made Mother's Week. Book of Judges chapter 2. Let's keep that verse number 1. Let's see what the book got to say concerning the matter. Judges chapter 2. Verse number 1. Mother's Week, Israel, see you, Royal. What did Yahuwah say?
Judges chapter 2, verse 1. Judges chapter 2, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Angel of the Yahuwah.
And the master spirit, the angel of Yahuwah, what do you do?
Came up from Gilgal.
To Bochim.
To Bochim.
And what do you do?
And said.
Said what?
I made you to go up out of Egypt.
Hold on, mother. The master spirit said he did what?
I made you
to go up out of Egypt. Let's see, how did that thing come about here? How did the thing come about that this minister of spirit was given that type of authority? Let's see the book of Exodus 23. So say it be a Steve Russell. Think of that verse number 20. How did the minister of spirit get this authority? Exodus 23, verse number 20 through 22. How did he get the authority? He said, I made you. Come up out of Egypt. Exodus 23, verse 20. What do you say?
Behold, I send an angel. Yep, before you.
So Yahweh says, behold, I send sent you any old kind of angel before you, Brother Makati? Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 9. Let's see what kind of minister spirit, what kind of angel did he send? Nehemiah 9, verse 20. Brother Makati, young man from the tribe of young God Judah, what kind of minister spirit did he send?
Nehemiah.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 9.
That's right. Verse 20. What kind of minister spirit did he send?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 20, 28.
What did it mean?
You gave also your good spirit.
So he said you gave also your good spirit, right? To do what?
To instruct them.
Go ahead.
And withheld not your manna from their mouth.
And did what?
And gave them water for their thirst.
So he didn't send any old kind of spirit before you, right? He said his good spirit. The book of Exodus 23, he did verse 20. What did he say?
Exodus chapter 23, verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Behold, I sent an angel, ministry spirit, before you, to keep you in the way, and to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
Great.
Hold on.
Now he said it the second time, right? He said, look at my covenant. I would not break. So what's going on with this? How can you get a new covenant if he say, his covenant, he would not break. Do what?
We on
that.
Nor alter the things that
you
have done out of my lips.
He said, that ain't gonna alter. That means I ain't gonna do what?
Right. Yeah,
he said, he got no alter what that came out of his mouth, right?
Right.
Let's go to the book of Malachi. Malachi 3:6. Brother Israel. Book of Malachi chapter 3:6. What did he say?
I'm just giving you ready for something.
Malachi chapter 3, verse number 6. For the Israel. What about it? He said, I'm not going to alter. What do we mean by that word, alter?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Malachi
3:6. What is he trying to tell us, mother?
I'll wait. Look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
That's
yes,
right.
What do you read?
Well, I am the
Yahweh. I'm Yahweh. What about me?
I
say
it's not.
Go ahead.
Therefore, you sons of Israel are not
complete. So if he has got a new covenant,
mm-hmm.
he has to make a change somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has to alter something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, long mouth, he says, my covenant will not break.
That's right.
And not what?
Let me see what he said here.
Brother Micaiah Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Matthew. Brother Matthew, let me see if I can pull this one out. The statement he made in the book of Matthew chapter 5, Brother Micaiah. Let's see if I can pull this out right now. 5:18. Let's just get
to the rest of the
matter.
Right. 5:18,
what
did
he say?
Book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
18 read.
Very.
18. For truly I say unto you.
What did he say?
Till heaven and earth pass.
Well, we still got walking on the earth, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to see the star and the sun and the moon in the sky, right?
Oh,
in the heaven. What's what it's going to be?
One dot or one tittle shall in no wise,
no wise
pass from the law. Till all be fulfilled.
But he said, and one shot.
Not one.
One, two. I said, I would never break my covenant with you.
Right.
Well, if he ain't breaking his covenant, who has fought you?
Right.
We're going to get down the road a little bit. The book of Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy, the son of Psalm 105.
Said, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie,
mm-hmm.
neither the son of man that he should repent.
Yeah.
Hath he said, and is shit, and shall he not do it?
Mm-hmm.
Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Mm-hmm.
But he, Titus 1:2. Chapter 1 and verse 2.
Let's follow up on that statement. So Yahweh is not a man that he should lie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow up on that in the book
What's
the three four? Mother be Israel to see what we're working with here, Mother.
Romans chapter 3, verse 4.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 3, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
What do you say?
Yahweh forbid. Yea. Let Yahweh be true.
Let Yahweh be true. Praise.
But every man a lie.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written.
He says, as it is written, right?
Read. That they might be,
that thou mightest be justified.
That thou mightest be justified in their sin.
Mm-hmm.
And might overcome when they are judged.
So he said, let Yahweh be true. Every man or woman a liar, right?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Psalms, Mother G of Israel and Cedar Royce. Psalms 105. Let's keep that verse number 8. What did he say? So we got two witnesses, and he said he would never break his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Also the thing that have came out of his mouth.
His mouth.
Psalms 105, verse number 8. What did he say Monday night? We get three witnesses now. We got to have to examine how you come up with a new anything.
Yeah.
Psalms 105, verse number 8. What did he say?
Psalms 105, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
He has remembered his covenant.
So he said, I didn't forget it.
Yeah.
He remembered the covenant, right?
Yeah, forever.
But hold that one, Mother dear. David, the front of Leviticus 26. What is the hold up, though?
Mm.
What is the hold up? As he said, I remember my covenant.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the hold up in Leviticus chapter 26? Amen, speaking of C. Royal. And let's beat that verse number 42. Let's just get to it right quick. Leviticus 26, verse 42 and 45. Let's get this in the mix here. Amen, speaking.
Leviticus chapter
26,
mm-hmm.
22 and 45.
Uh-huh.
Verse
22. What
do
you say?
Then when I remember my covenant with
Israel, mm-hmm.
with Israel,
mm-hmm.
We
got that 41. We got to hit something. We got to blow with this thing. Verse 41. Let's see what he says, 41. We want to get the whole, all of the apple in. We're going to take a whole bite here. Let's get 26, 41. What he says.
Leviticus chapter
26,
verse 41.
That's that 40. Let's just go and get it out. We can't work around this. 40 through 42 and 45. See how you handle this verse here. Amen.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 40 through 42 and 45.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
If they shall confess their sin and their iniquity,
mm-hmm.
and the sins of their fathers,
uh-huh.
their trespasses, which they trespass against me,
mm-hmm.
and then also they have walked contrary to me.
So you say that. Israel, you
I brought out of the land of Egypt. Now, I didn't see Israel coming up out of Egypt.
That's right.
I didn't see Esau with that hard bondage. He said, just come and he's going to remember. In other words, he's going to renew the covenant with our folk partners, right? Go ahead, read on. He said, I'm going to do it right in front of the Cherokee nations, right? They're going to be one of them. Yahweh is my rock.
And my fortress.
Go ahead.
And my deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
my Yahweh, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, in the horn of my salvation, in my high tower.
And the psalmist is saying something like, he don't belong to you, he belongs to me.
Verse 3.
What do you say?
I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised.
Hey.
So shall I be saved from mine enemy.
So if you're going to be saved from your enemy, that means your everybody ain't part of the agreement. That's your right. Verse 3.
Verse 30 reads, and for Yahweh,
that's what Yahweh went about.
His way is perfect.
His way is what?
Perfect.
I mean, you can't renew something that's perfect, can
you?
What you need something new when you already got the best of the crop?
That's right.
Can't you have to do that? The way of Yahweh is perfect. Go ahead.
The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him.
So he said the word of Yahweh been tried, right?
Book of Psalms,
chapter 12. Brother Micaiah, Israel, and Cedar Royce. Verse number 6. Let's see how durable is the word of Yahweh. Psalms 12, verse number 6, what
do you think? Book of Psalms, chapter 12. Verse number 6. Psalms 12, 6, read.
What do you read?
The words of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh.
A pure word.
So what kind of word?
A pure word.
Hey.
As silver tried in the furnace.
Hey.
Of earth.
Yes, sir.
Purified seven times.
The word of Yahweh is complete. He said, I will never bring
my
son into the world. That's what Yahweh said. Let me get one more in, and I'm going to bring that young line in to close it out. Mother D of Israel of C. Royce. That's under the book of Psalms, chapter 33. The book of Psalms, chapter 33, Mother dear, let Yahweh sing a lullaby. Psalms, chapter 33, the speak of liberation number 4. Let's see if we can just turn into the tubular, dear mother. Psalms 33, verse number 4, what do you say?
Psalms 33, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
For the word of Yahweh is right.
For the word of Yahweh is right.
And all his works are done in truth.
Everything he did was in what?
Truth.
Verse number 6, what do you say?
Verse 6. By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them, by the breath of his mouth.
10 to 12, what do you say, Mother dear?
10 to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Yahweh
brings the counsel of the nations.
So he said, whatever the nation trying to work up, says don't come to naught, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read up.
He makes the devices of the people of none effect.
He makes the devices of the people of none effect. Verse 11, come on.
Verse 11. The counsel of Yahweh stands forever.
So he said, Yahweh's counsel stands forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The thoughts of his mind to all generations.
He said, that. This thing is all generations.
Right.
The red is on one of thousands to a thousand generations.
Right.
Now he's saying to all generations.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 12, what did he say, mother?
Verse 12. Blessed is the nation.
Blessed is the nation. Go ahead.
Oh,
hold on, mother dear. I'm quite sure it's an F at the end of that thing, ain't it? Because everybody get a piece of this pie, right? But he say, blessed is the nation. That's singular, right?
Singular.
Go ahead.
Who's
what?
Who's Yahweh is Yahweh.
Come on, Mother dear.
And the people who he has chosen for his own inheritance.
On that note, we're going to bring this young lion in from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. Brother Micaiah Israel is seeing you royal by sin. Hallelujah.
The last verse was
Yeah, but that brown line started going from the road on moving on it. Okay. Let's get we'll get the ball game going. Before we do, we're gonna get our elder clap. Y'all watch up the spirit on me and I did too, because he got buzzing before the elder came in on the top part of the side.
Because he said something, he said, as for Yahweh, his way is perfect.
Let's find out about this perfection, because when we got perfection on the table, you know, we've been here for so many years. I know since I was born, and I know it happened before I was born, because if I heard before I was, where I was born, and I know it was going on before I was born, that you can't be perfect as you describe to it. So I want to see if that carry any weight, because I hear that a lot. So what's the order he just laid down right there? What did he say? What did exactly did he say again? Be what? So there you go right there. So here we got out of the mouth of who's that doing the speaking of today, Dad? That's Yahweh doing the speaking, right? And he told us, be you perfect, right? Okay, let's find out about something else. And that's a scripture that I'm looking for in the book of Deuteronomy. Let me see, can I run it down? It's not coming to me right now, but what we're going to do is, let's go find out who in the Bible was perfect. Let's run over first. We're going to kick it off with, let's see your boy Job, in chapter 1, verse 1. And then we're going to drop down and pick it up at verse 8, Mother E. We're going to find out about this perfect. Well, I'll run down this, this hit I'm looking for. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Job chapter 1. Yes, ma'am. Pick it up right there, y'all.
Job chapter 1, verse 1 and mm-hmm. verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz.
There was a man in the land of Uz.
Mm-hmm. Whose name was Job.
What's his name, Mother?
Job.
So we got Issachar, boy.
Issachar.
We got Issachar, boy, in the tape. And he's in the land of what's the name of that land again? So he's in the land of Ur. Okay, now what happened over there in the land of Ur? Well, how you live?
And that man was perfect.
What's that man was?
Perfect.
So we got a man on the table whose name is Job, and that's Issachar's boy. And that man was what?
He
was perfect and he was upright.
And
he was one that did what?
Feared Yahweh.
So we got one that was perfect and upright, and we got one that feared Yahweh. Mother T F Israel, give me Genesis. And let's pick it up at chapter 46. And we want to read down verse 13. Yeah, we're on Genesis chapter 46, verse 13. Matter of fact, give me verse 8, then drop down. Give me the first line, the first two lines in verse 8, and then drop down and give me verse 13. We want to get a report about who this person is.
Genesis
42,
46, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And these are the names of the children of Israel.
These are the names of who?
So
we got the children of Israel on the table, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, these are the names of the children of Israel. Okay, so let's find out one of the names of the children of Israel in the next verse.
Verse 9?
Yeah. Is it 9 or 8?
I'm 8.
Okay. Now, drop me down and give me that verse. What I tell you to read, Mark? 13.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And the sons of Issachar.
So we got the sons of Issachar. Now, Issachar is one of the sons of the children of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the son of Issachar's name?
Tola.
Tola.
And Joseph.
and Job. And let me get that fourth boy. Shimron. Yeah, Shimron. So we got Job on the tape. Job is the third boy from Issachar. All right, so we go Mother Eve. Let's get a stack of witness on that. Mm-hmm. And we'll go to 1 Chronicles chapter 1, pick it up at verse, give me verse 1. Give me verse 1. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1.
Oh, you did chapter 7?
Yeah, 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. Yeah, we'll find out, get a stack of witness about the third son of Issachar. Remember, he had a fourth son named Shimron, right?
Yeah.
Now, you'll keep that in mind, right? Now, pay very close attention to this, because remember, his son was one of the children of Israel, and he came from out of the stock of Issachar. So we're going to find out about this Job, and can we get to find out some more information about the attack of witness, Mark?
Let's go on to chapter 7, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the sons of Issachar
were Puah, 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 yeah, Jashub. And that sack of, in that fourth son name is Shimron. There you go, mother. So now we got Shimron as the fourth son, right? But remember, the third son before that name, Job, we was reading about in the book of Genesis, chapter, what was that, 46, verse 13, right? Now, but then we come back and we look right here, 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1, we find out that fourth son is Shimron, but their third son name is Jashub. But we read in Genesis, it was Job. So we can see right here that something had taken place with that name. But we know that Job right there, third son of Issachar. All right. Over back to Mother D.F. Israel. Back, let me, who is that? Mother E. Who is that? Mother E. Back to Job.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, verse 8.
Look at Job.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said unto Satan, now thou considerest my servant Job.
Yeah, that mother, let me tell you real quick. Now we got Yahweh said unto Satan. Mm-hmm. So we got a conversation between Yahweh and Satan right now. And he, Yahweh just told Satan, he said, hey, listen, you consider my boy Job, huh? I got one of my Issachar's boy, third son, huh? All right, what you got to say about him? What do you say, Mama?
And Yahweh said unto Satan,
what?
Thou considerest my servant Job,
mm-hmm.
that there is none like him
mm-hmm.
in the earth,
mm-hmm.
is perfect and
mm-hmm.
upright me,
mm-hmm.
one that fears
Yahweh
and sees evil.
So we got Job, one who fear Yahweh and eschews evil. But we got Yahweh calling him perfect. That's the thing. See, man is trying to tell you, hey, yeah, you can't be perfect. But we got Yahweh saying out his own mouth to Satan, the devil himself, tell him, he said, hey, you considering my servant Job? He said, oh, the one who's perfect and upright. So here we go. We got Job on the table. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Mother D.
Let me get a piece of Mother's name. So we call him perfect, right? What it says in Titus 1, verse 2. So that's why I call a man perfect, right? And we've been told that can a man be perfect? And that's why I say you can. So what he says in Titus 1, verse 2, behind that, another thing.
Verse 2.
In hope of eternal life.
With Yahweh that cannot lie promise before the world begins.
So if Yahweh said a man can be perfect, that's the end of it.
Hallelujah.
Your salvation is on the line. It's on the line. That can be on the line.
Hallelujah. And you know what, just for the record, I'm going to put one more. We'll get a third witness on the table. Since they did, about this Job. Because remember, we just saw one. We saw two different names, right? We saw Job and we saw Jashub. Something like that. Now something like that. But let's get a third witness so we can make sure we get that Job back on the table for all those ones who got a little thrown off with that. So we want to put that Jash in chapter 45, verse 7 on the table. Well, yeah, Jash. So we pull out the book of Jash. And we're going to pull out the book of Jash, and we go to chapter 45. And I want you to pick it up at first step. But as you continue to look at that list, we're going to count the boys. Well, matter of fact, we're going to count our fathers. We're going to find out what son, how many sons Issachar had. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Jasher chapter 45, verse 7. Crank it up for me real loud and strong in a womanly voice, because I want them to make sure they get this real clip.
Wow.
Because this is almost like a mystery to people about Job and who he is.
Wow.
What makes you be praying this out? 45. Make that 45. We're going to pray. We're going to slide down over to 45. We'll get you back on right tight. Get you that 45 verse 7 over there. Sister ain't big. Yeah, what's you cooking over there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want just verse 7. We, matter of fact, we're going to make sure we count. And we just going all the way up to that last, what it said, son. We want that word, son. That's 45 verse 7. What did it read?
And
Issachar. So Ardia bear unto Issachar. What's the first boy name?
Tola.
1. Puba. 2. Job. 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Shimron. 4. And how many? And what they say after that? How many sons?
4.
So Issachar had how many sons? And Issachar is one of the children of Israel.
Right.
They make Job the third son of Issachar with that last name being Shimron, is the fourth son. So you can know who came after Job.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Shimron again.
Now paint a picture of everybody there, A.B.O.P.B. Job 37. If you find one, you'll find them all. Paint a picture. Job 37. If you found one son, the Issachar has, you'll find them all the way back to Adam. All you have to find one. What did Job say? What is the conversation about Job in 30-30? Yes, Job in 30-30. What's the conversation? Paint that picture, everybody.
Hallelujah.
What about Job and Issachar?
Job chapter 30, verse 30. My skin is black.
What color is Job's skin?
My skin is black.
So Job's skin is black. What color is his dad's skin?
What?
So all, and that goes all the way up to Adam, back to the young man.
Hallelujah. Wow. So that old perfect Job, that black perfect Job, who got that black skin, and his boy Issachar, who got that black skin, and he has that son, too. Tola, Shimron, and Puba. All of them have some black skin.
We done
laid the foundation down as far as the complexion wise. We also laid the foundation down as Job and who his daddy is. So, but we also going to finish laying this foundation down
about this perfect. Let's get more understanding about who's perfect and we can read Mother GF Israel. Now we're going over to the book of Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to pick it up at verse. I want you to read me verse 9. I want 9. Give me verse 9. We want to find out about this perfect. 6 verse 9. Yes, ma'am. We just want verse 9 over there.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
These are the generation of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Noah was a just man.
Noah was a just man.
And perfect.
And what?
And perfect.
In what generation?
In his generation.
In his time, in his day, he was the perfect man walking on earth. He was the one that was upright walking on the earth. So now we get a foundation down about this perfect. And we'll continue to get, we're going to build some more up on this perfect. Let's find out about someone else that was perfect. Let me see, can I run this down in the book of Isaiah? Let's see, can we find somebody else who was perfect? As I head on over here, you check to see if it's around.
First Samuel chapter
9, verse 1. Yes, ma'am.
Before time in Israel,
mm-hmm.
when a man went to inquire of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
thus he said, come and let us go to the seer.
And he said, come and let us go to the seer.
For he that is now called a prophet.
So he that is now called a prophet, but
was before time called a seer.
But before time he was called a seer. Now, I'm going to throw one more in there. I'm going to go, Mother E, give me a Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6 after Mother D of Israel. Run over to that book of Daniel first. Before she reads that, give me 7, verse 12. He said, before time they was called a seer. But he said, now they called a prophet. You know, well, we just got done reading all the good information inside of our book, Yahweh Don't Change. You know, he's saying today, yesterday, you know, and forevermore. Tomorrow, he's going to always be the same, right? You got ready to read all of that. Yahweh Don't Lie. So what you read, Mother, give Israel in Daniel chapter 7, verse 12. I'm going to throw a picture. Yeah.
Chapter 7, verse 12.
Yeah, what do you read?
Amaziah.
Amaziah. Mm-hmm.
Say unto Amos.
What he saying to Amos? Amaziah. What Amaziah saying to Amos?
Hold thy fear.
Hold thy what?
Fear.
Don't flee. He told that fear. He said, look at you. You better get away from me. What did he say to that old fear? He said, fear, don't flee. Don't flee away from me. Away into what?
Into the land of
Yahweh. And what?
And there eat bread.
Uh-huh.
And prophesy.
Oh, man. Look here. Amos. I ain't got time to play no games with you. Don't prophesy this stuff over there to Yahweh. Do because we don't want to hear it over here.
Yeah,
we want to be
sick.
Take
you murder
over me. I don't want to hear that. I mean, you know, we go through the AJ, you feel me? But you know, it's him. It's him. He's on the sit, so I can imagine that, just for reading that, I don't feel like, you know what, these dudes right here, y'all. But you know what,
we got the
devil, you know. Really get the ball game rolling, right? Let's pick up, Mother G.F. Israel, what you read, I mean, Mother E. What you reading over there in that book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6? While Mother Dear, I need you one more time. I need you to meet me over there in that, what we just mentioned, Proverbs. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 4, give me verse 1 and 2. What you reading, Mother?
Proverbs chapter
30. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5, verse
6. Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 30. Every word of Yahweh is true.
Every word of Yahweh is true.
He gives the seal unto him that trusts in him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Add thou not unto his word.
What
did
he say don't do?
Add thou not unto his word.
Don't add to his word. You remember the man said, for both times, they were called a seal. He said, for both times, they are called a seal. And that's something we got to keep in mind. What does Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 say, Mother Z? Mother Z, hold that spot. Don't move that spot, Mother Z. He's coming right back there. So don't lose it for me because I know I'm moving. But what did he say over there, Proverbs? Right, guys, did he say Proverbs 6:16?
Jeremiah
6:16.
Jeremiah
6:16. Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
What did he say?
Mm-hmm. Thus
said
the Yahweh, stand ye in the way and see, and
act
of the old path.
The old what?
Path.
The old path. Uh-huh.
Whether it the good way and walk therein, and ye shall find rest from your for your soul. But thus said, but they said, we will not walk therein.
And we just got done finding that shit told. And shit, I mean, Amos just told him, get from over here. Get on back over there. Y'all out of Jordan. We ain't trying to hear none of that.
Let me go catch up on that motherfucker, Israel. Probably the first 14 of Jeremiah. If we ain't hearing about a young man this week, make a plan and go to the first 14 of Jeremiah. So we ain't going to hear none of that, huh? Let's see if we make that plan. And four of those 14 miracles,
you know?
Are you saying 40? 4 of 4. 4 of 14. Jeremiah, 4 of 4, verse 16.
Yeah,
and getting back on what the young man said, we don't hear none of that.
We don't hear none of that.
4 of 4, 16 of Jeremiah. Mother John put down God's prison in
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken, listen unto you.
So he just said, they don't want to hear none of that, but that's the thing, they don't want to hear none. But they also said, he also said something else. He said, remember the old past. And that's what he's trying to remind you of, Israel. He said, before time it was called seers. He said, now they call prophets. But the thing is, I've always told us to remember the old past. Ain't nobody told you to add nothing to his word.
Right.
Nobody told you to change no name from seer to prophet. He said, before time, so there was a witness right there. That before time, when Moses was on the scene, and everybody else before us, they was calling them seers, man. Imagine how we talking today. And right now, I'm telling you exactly like, hey, listen here, man. Back in the day, they was calling them seers. They saying the exact same thing that we saying right now. That they was called seers. Today, they called prophets. He said, hey, man, that word ain't where is it at? Yeah, I know old time.
Let me get another piece up on that. Brother God, knock that out in Isaiah 30, verse 10. 30, verse 10. That's what they say. That's what they say. Isaiah 30, verse 10, let me say. Isaiah 30, verse 10, let me say.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 10. Verse 10, read. When Satan appears,
what you said to the seer?
When Satan appears, he not. And to the seers. Prophesy not unto us right things.
Don't talk to us right things, sir.
Speak unto us smooth things.
Speak what?
Smooth things.
What is smooth things?
Prophesy to see.
That's smooth things.
Hallelujah.
That's what they don't know.
That's exactly what they want us to do, be deceived.
How are you going to do it?
Who knows something? Mother, did you know that, who's going to do around in chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2? That's you, Mother Tia? Yeah. All right, let's do it, Mother Tia.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them. That you may live and go in and possess the land.
So those Torah instructions he gave us, he told us to do them, right? Yeah. And what does he say about them in verse 2?
Verse 2. You shall not add unto the words which I command you.
So don't add unto the words I told you to do, man. I told you to do. Don't add nothing else. If I told you to jump 2 feet, you just jump 2 feet. I don't want to ask you an inch or nothing. Verse 6.
Neither shall you diminish out.
Now, you better not leave away from that word, because the moment you add something to it, you're going to diminish out from it. And you'll start doing what you added on to it. So what I'm going to do is, I got something for you. I told you, don't add on to my word with profit. Not what we do. What are we reading over there, Mother Mother LZ? Come back to you, Mother Z.
Thank you, Lord.
Then what you growing over there from? Now, Mother Z, Mother Z, where you at, Mother Z? You coming to,
Remember now, O Yahweh.
Remember now, O Yahweh.
I beseech you,
O Yahweh.
How I have walked before you
mm-hmm.
in truth
mm-hmm.
and with a perfect mind
mm-hmm.
and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore.
Mm-hmm. So Hezekiah wept sore. But you know what? I want to piggyback off some of the half all that real quick before I go back to the perfect, right? This day did. Let me pull out my sword. Thank you. Read far along. Be real good. I'm missing some words here, my guy. I'm tell this thing all up. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. And let's see what happens if you lie to dimension spirit and presence of Yahweh. Let's find out, because we'll put out something. See, we want to show you that a case of point that Hezekiah, when he stated that out of his mouth, this ain't happening. He's already a member of his deathbed. What we read in Acts chapter 5, pick it up at verse 1. And we're going to do some reading. I'm going to have you bounce around here, Sister Amen. Let me get some of that strong reading now. We're going to Acts chapter 5, give me verse 1. And then give me verse 2, verse 3, and verse 4.
Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 4.
Yeah, matter of fact, bring it all the way down to 5. We want to make sure we hear this very closely, because his words will be going back and forth between two individuals. And we want to see what happens when you don't keep the 100 in the presence of Yahweh. But I'm going to say, tell the truth, you know, in front of Yahweh. Those of y'all talking about 100, you know what I'm talking about.
Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias.
A certain man named Ananias. Mm-hmm. Sapphira. How you say her name? Am I saying her name right?
Yeah. Verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias.
Ananias with
Sapphira, his wife, sold.
So now they sold something here, right? Now we got Ananias and his wife Sapphira. And they sold a possession. That is yours. You sold your possession. All right, now you sold the possession. Now you sold the possession. What happened? Two.
So you kept back part of the price.
So you kept back part of the price because it was something that had happened. You can go read it up.
His wife.
And keep continuing to read.
His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Mm-hmm. So obviously they had some agreement going on here that they're supposed to have been taking care of the business. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say to Ananias?
Ananias, why has Satan filled your mind to lie?
Hold on. Who filled his mind?
Satan.
So Satan will fill your mind to do what?
To lie.
To the righteous what?
Yes.
So Satan will fill your mind. First, he can fill your mind a lot. But he'll fill your mind even to the point is that when you get in front of anointed leadership, like a ship, that he'll fill your mind up to lie in front of the righteous spirit, in front of anointed leadership. Continue to read. So his thing was, they sold a piece of land, they also had a grievance, he made the vows, and it's something that happened here, that he sold his part of the land. Now what happened when he did?
Verse 4. While it remained, was it not your own?
That's yours. It remained, it was yours.
And after it was sold.
And now after it was sold. It's in your power. You make the choice to do what you're going to do.
Why have you
Because David Jones did that. You have not lied unto
man, but unto Yahweh.
Who he lied to? Continue to read.
And great fear came on all
of
them that heard these things.
I got a push up for that. So a lot of people might say, well, what did I supposed to do? What did I kept back part of it twice? What is this that I kept back that Yahweh got it already written? Maybe we can find out from my grandfather that produced the 12 tribes of Israel. What is he talking about that we can read? So let's see if we find out from my grandfather what he did of Abel Peter in 28 verse 22 of Genesis. Let's see, can we find out what is he talking about? But we got to make sure we're clear about it. We don't want to mess around and get this information, then all of a sudden and forget it, and when we on the clock and catch it without need to, not knowing what that means, kept back part of the price. Read that 28, what did I say, 22, 28? What did I say again? I said 28, 22? Is that what I said? 28, 22?
Mm-hmm. Shall be likewise temple.
Mm-hmm.
And of all that you shall give me, I will surely build the temple unto you.
Oh, so that's what he was talking about, huh?
Yeah.
So that's the part that he put, when he made that possession, he probably pulled out how much the AV of it.
Yeah.
I did it. Now that's what I want you to New Testament see anything change. You go to the right side of the book. So when we set a possession, you know, we supposed to make sure we put out, and that was in the, they say, in the Old Testament. You're going to see if anything changed in the New Testament. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7 after Abel Peter. And let's see if we can get two lines in the 7, verse number 2. And verse 4. Let's see if we can get it. Now, Paul is invited to a great big temple of Southern Kingdom. Now, see what we can read in 7 verse 2, 2 and 9.
He who polluted
for Eber,
chapter 7, verse 2 and verse 4.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 2 lines in verse 2. 7 verse 2, give me 2 and 9.
Okay, verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part.
What is Abraham doing? So then Paul told them, huh? And what he said, verse 4.
Now consider how great this man was.
Yeah. The patriarch. What did he do? And let's see what happened when he did that in verse number 7. Oh, so the left is blessed and better. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happened in the room. What can we read that verse 8? And what is they calling it in verse 8?
Mm-hmm. But there be received them
of
whom it is
witness
that he
lives. Uh-huh. Let's say verse 9. He's still talking to the temple.
Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, whom we see tithe,
pay
tithe in Abraham.
Oh, and what was that tithe again? Uh-huh. And let's see what he was doing in verse 10. when I met that brother's son. So he paid tithe for Levite, but being the law, he paid tithe for Levite 500 years in advance. Back to the ground.
All right. We'll get this ball game back rolling. Mother, let's go ahead and finish this person, gal. Was anybody holding anything for me? No, right? All right, so 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31. We'll be reading over there, Mother G of Israel. For the 2 Samuel chapter 22. Give me verse 31. And then, Sister A.B., give me James 1:25, and give me verse 4. James chapter 1, verse 25, and verse 4.
Okay,
2 Samuel 22:31. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
2 Samuel 22:31.
And
say
Yahweh,
his
ways is perfect. What's his way? Perfect. Okay, so for Yahweh, his ways is perfect. Mm-hmm. Remember, he told us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, be ye perfect. All right? So let's find out we know if the Yahweh his way is perfect, right? Alright, what you read since they did?
James chapter 1:25. Mm-hmm. Verse 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect form of instructions of liberty and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer.
The man that's going to be blessed in his deed is going to be the one that's not a forgetful hearer, but one that's a doer of the work, but also the works in the Torah instruction, the perfect Torah instruction of Yahweh. That's what your perfection is. What do you read? What do you say in verse 4?
Verse 4.
And so you gotta be, if you want, you don't want nothing when you're perfect and tired. But he also lets you know, let patience have that perfect work. You know, you ain't gonna want nothing when you're doing the Torah instruction. My mother E, let's find out a little bit more in depth about this perfect in Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. What else he say about this perfect in Psalms chapter 19, verse 7? Chapter 19, verse 7. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we want to find out a little bit more about this purpose and get a breakdown about this purpose. Mother D. F. Israel, give me that Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13.
You don't want
some. Oh, yeah, Mother. I still want some. I'm just getting Mother D. warmed up. She's in the bullpen for the coming hand. You're not the home run now.
Chapter 19, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
The total instruction of Yahweh is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The breaking the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is true.
Mm-hmm.
Making lies for simple.
Mm-hmm. And what he say about this perfect Torah instruction? He said, what he said is perfect again, Mother? What's the biblical definition of perfect? We want the biblical definition of perfect. Mm-hmm. Can we get the biblical definition of perfect one more time for the bracket, Mother? What is this?
The Torah instruction of Yahweh is perfect.
The Torah instruction of Yahweh is perfect.
Converting the soul.
And it converts the soul.
The testimony of Yahweh is true.
Uh-huh. Make it wise.
Make it wise.
What do you say, Isaiah. We're gonna put that on for 1 second, Sister AJ. Give me that Isaiah. And give me chapter 20. I can run it down. Yeah, let me get that Deuteronomy. Bring me Deuteronomy chapter 18 in on Mother. I was looking for something over there in the book about Isaiah. But I'm gonna put that on hold for now. And if it come back soon, we're gonna put that on hold too, Sister AB. Matter of fact, Sister AB, I got something for you. Give me Isaiah chapter 8. Give me that verse 16 and that verse 20. Yeah, give me that Isaiah chapter 8. Give me verse 16 and verse 20. Mother, hold that for me, Mother. Because he said something about that testimony. What did he say again, Mother? Read that again that he said over in that just got done reading over there in that Psalms 19, verse 7. Read that one more time again for me, Mother Eve.
The
instruction of Yahweh is correct. Mm-hmm. Converting the soul. Mm-hmm. The testimony of Yahweh is pure. Mm-hmm. Make it wise. It's not. Mm-hmm. And what we do with that testimony, Mother, Sister 8,
Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. Bind up the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
God's
followers.
Verse 20.
Y'all read.
To the Torah instructions
and to the testimony
of the covenant. Mm-hmm. If they speak not according to this word, it is because
there is no righteousness. Mm-hmm. If they don't speak according to this word, the full book, the covenant and the Torah instructions, the whole book though, the front of the book and the back of the book, the continuation. Just tell you found out earlier that this ain't no covenant, no new covenant like everybody coming to make it seem. It's a re-covenant. We come to find out earlier, he said, if you ain't talking about this full thing, this covenant and this whole book, then you ain't talking about nothing. What else we can read, Mother D of Israel, about this purpose? What did he say about this purpose in Deuteronomy chapter 18? What verse is that, Mother?
Deuteronomy 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13, read.
What do you read?
Thou shalt be perfect.
Thou shalt be perfect.
With Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So he told you to be perfect for Yahweh, your Yahweh. But he also let us know, when we got down reading, I just said over there earlier, but what did he say over there in Psalm 12:6, Mother R.Z.? Then he said something earlier in Psalm 19:7, and we was reading, where Yahweh let us know, he said Torah instructions of Yahweh, converting the soul. But he also said something about his words and about that testimony about his words, right? So let's find out about his words. Mother B, let me get that Psalm 12:6. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got done reading some of his words in Isaiah.
Chapter 12, verse 6. Then the words of the Yahweh are true words, as silver tried in a furnace, but of the earth purified 7 times.
Hey. Now, he says that the words of Yahweh, he let us know these words are pure. And he said that silver tried in the furnace of earth purified, these words purified
seven times. He's just not a real word. But what else he said in the song? Let me check some out of Psalms 119. And let me, let's see if the page messed up on this one. I'm going to take a peek over there in a minute. But he said the words of Yahweh are pure words, right? Now, let's find out what's going on about these words of Yahweh. What can we read in the book of Exodus about these words of Yahweh that's going on? That words of Yahweh that's pure. Now I'm going to go in and go over and touch on this thing before we get up out of here. Exodus chapter 20, Mother Eve. Pick it up at verse 8. Now remember what this day is. The seventh day of the week, right? So what do you say we should be doing on the seventh day of the week before we break? Mother Eve, what do you say in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8? Pick it up at verse 8.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it right.
Mm-hmm.